Hey, you guys are already on the thing.
Hi, we've been around and talking.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Yeah, I was wondering why you didn't jump in the call.
No, I thought it was just chat. I just saw the people chatting in the text thing. I didn't even realize you were talking.
is that why you did not join? Is that why?
Yeah, no, I honestly did not know.
we were thinking that you didn't want to associate with us nerds.
No, I am a nerd too. So
I assumed, given what you were posting, I assumed that was your form of the GM's mask. You were just creating this air of mystique about
you. The separation is that you're not vocalizing things.
Yes, clearly. No, I usually when I go on Skype, I don't. It's just like, hey guys, we're on Skype. Let's go call now, and then it's more. Of course, usually when I'm Skyping, it's with Unspeakable, which is like with Sky Glancing, the other older generation. So it's more like this is what we're doing now, kind of stuff. So yeah. Anyway, so Base Raiders, yeah, we should do that thing that you guys want to do. All right, so let me get who. Let's see. So we have the two generated characters.
We've got three because Nate's playing Supernova. I have the Raven, and Josh is playing Bright Lord Vitus the Trustworthy.
Just Vitus Trustworthy. Okay.
I only have Supernova. Can you guys get
me? Yeah, sure. I linked these. I think we linked these before in Google Chat.
Well, the other day. Yeah.
So given that you've written a game that happens to be about a post superhero game, I can only assume that you will know what I mean when I say that the character I made is a bizarre hybrid of the Blue Beetle and Red Lanterns.
Okay. Is that? Well, let's see here. Is this the magic user?
No, that's Supernova.
Supernova is the super. The super soldier archetype.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the energy constructs and the Kuiper-esque stuff. All right, so I got the three characters. They don't have names. But we have Bright Lord.
Vitus Trustworthy.
Yeah, and Supernova. Okay, there we go.
That's the title. He's called Vitus.
Vitus, okay, that works. I'm just looking at the file names. All right, so we have two other people who high-power characters. I guess you all have the PDF at least.
Yep. Yeah. And I've copied down the pre-gen stats.
Yeah.
All right. Which one are you? Which one did you choose?
I picked Iconoclast.
Iconoclast, that works. And what is the fifth person playing?
Zach will be playing Knight Errant, I believe.
Yes.
Knight Errant. He is, yeah. He's pretty easy to get into. You're a LARPer with power armor, so go with that.
Magic missile.
Magic. Well, you know, you basically have a lightsaber.
You have a boffer sword that cuts through everything.
I don't know. Apparently, one of my powers is shoot plus unusual, so I do some bullshit energy blast with it.
It does shoot energy bolts. I forgot that. Magic missile. Let's see here. All right, so yeah, this will do a somewhat... Boiling Point itself is actually would take... It took us three sessions to get through altogether, so including Task Force Darknet, which is the way Boiling Point is set up is like originally Task Force Darknet, which was an exclusive Base Raider Kickstarter's like backers. It was like, hey, here's an adventure you could do so players could find a base. So because it's not just superhero stuff, it's also investigation. So here's one where they have to investigate. And then I had the base itself, which it took the RPVR players two sessions to get through, and they missed a lot of stuff. So I will focus on the areas that weren't really touched in the original playtest. The original playtest, we'll just kind of get into it, but we'll just go through. You guys are an established group of base raiders, and you've got a lead, and I'll explain that lead on a base that you want to go and, you know, loot for monies and money units. And do you guys have any questions about the system or the setting or anything of that nature?
I might as we go because I was given the Cliff Notes version, but
yeah, and we'll run a more abbreviated. I'm not gonna get like, hopefully we won't get too, if we do combat, it's not gonna be like super complex. I'm gonna try and avoid that.
I've played Spirit of the Century, so this shouldn't hopefully be too bad.
Well, this is the next iteration. Like Spirit of the Century was Fate 1, and then Dresden Files was next, and then this came after Dresden Files. But before Fate Core. So Strange Fate is sort of an interesting beast. And I like it, although I literally today got Atomic Robo. And I might, in the second edition of Base Raiders, might use the Atomic Robo system version of Fate. But I need to read it more carefully to see if I like it or not. But Strange Fate was also the only system I could find that was OGL and had good superpower creation system. Like, I didn't want to make a setting for Mutants and Masterminds. I didn't want to make a setting for Savage World, so I wanted to make a whole, you know, a game. And I'm not, I admit my limitations as a game designer. It's like, I don't want to make an entire game from scratch because that is hard and I'm not good at it. And
yeah, no, we've learned that lesson over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, sorry to Dystopia. Yeah, if you don't have dodge, parry, or resist damage, you're going to be boned in combat. I did send you guys, I think I sent at least, Matt, the link to the character survival.
Yeah, well, this is Iconoclast, too, as a pre-gen.
Yeah. Iconoclast has one, I think.
Nope, not a one.
Athletics counts as
You can use athletics to dodge.
Plus one. Yeah.
Where'd you get athletics?
It's an average skill.
Oh, he's using the other different version, I think, which doesn't actually fit how the skill obelisk works.
What do you mean? They have the same number of skills. She has 4 plus 1 skills, an automatic dart pistol. Endurance.
That's what's in the version he has, the Base Raiders Complete version 1.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're using an earlier version.
We have complete version and the Kickstarter version, and both, and Iconoclast has different skills in both of those.
Oh, well, the
can you paste the ones from the Kickstarter?
Let me find her again. I think she's on page 2 something.
209.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me see, because
yeah, I mean they're super simple. Like I.
Oh yeah, she does. Yeah, in the Kickstarter version, she has athletics.
Yeah, in the print version, that is actually the more recent one. She has athletics. So yeah, the other one is incomplete.
Who's like running the sink?
Yeah, whatever that was. So yeah, she can dodge at plus one. Yeah, I went back and realized I should give all the care pregens the basic defense skills at least. So.